the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
With regard to unemployment, I think you made clear in your statement.
After being told time and time again,
it's really quiet because we're not used to living in such a small town.
Just makes it a little bit more difficult for everybody to get along.
I watched the basketball game last night.
It sounds racist to me.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Because if you ain't listening to us...
So I watched the basketball game last night.
You're in trouble. Anyway, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go. Other talk shows cannot go, would not go, will not go, you know. Coming up this hour, we have Stephen Bozell, and Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California. He'll be talking to us about this beauty pageant for little kids, something called Toddlers and Tiaras, and it was on TLC. And maybe these are the people that I should be addressing my concerns to, and not necessarily the parents of this little girl. Like that. But I'm not going to flip out just yet. Let's get our ducks in a row here. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight in Salt Lake City, KKAT 860 AM, and in Allentown, Pennsylvania, WSAN 1470 AM. And online at philhendryshow.com, where you can get our live streaming video, listen to the audio, as well as our archives, as well as our podcasts, as well as our classic fills, as well as our news feed and email response, and coming very, very shortly, our enhanced video delivery, and just a whole lot more. Plus, the people that we are partnered with in streaming video are great, great partners, are going to make available an application, not an application, it's going to be a new piece of software we're going to use so that your on-demand Phil Hendry video cast can be received on your iPhone. Check it out. So that's all ahead. 877-876-PHIL. Here is a part of a blog, actually. This is a blog that was written by... Well, somebody who writes blogs, and Mr. Bozell, you're on the line with us, sir. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Well, I feel it's, very important, and I wanted to... I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, there's no reason to be nervous, although I can understand that. I will make this as painless as possible for you, sir, but I do appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
Thank you very much.
All right. It turns out that whether they're in Vogue Paris or in a hotel ballroom in Austin, Texas, little girls wearing too much makeup and grown-up clothes are just plain inappropriate. And what makes it worse, their parents are the ones who got them these gigs in the first place. Case in point, the most recent episode of Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC, in which a toddler named Mia, age 3, struts around in a Madonna-like cone bra. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm sure you could go online and look up Madonna. But anybody that was, around in the 80s, Madonna a couple of times, either in some of her publicity art, and I think even showed up at, like, public appearances or movie premieres in this cone bra. I mean, right straight out of something from outer space. This little girl, Mia, age 2, we're told now, she wasn't 3, she was 2, struts around in this Madonna cone bra. The show chronicles parents and their daughters as they perform in pageants. Is it creepy? Yes. Is it made worse by the fact that there's an entire institution that condones this sort of thing? Absolutely. That is from a blog on styleit.com. And we have found out that the mother, her name is Tina Grande. She's the parent of this baby, Mia. And Steve, you brought this to our attention, and apparently you have worked you haven't worked in this area, but you've noticed this and brought this to your daughter's school's attention.
Well, we had a similar situation, yes, sir, where there were a pageant that was taking place at our school, and when we saw these girls that were going into the pageant, and these were not as young as this little girl. These are my daughter's age, so they were about 9, 10, 11-year-old girls in the elementary school, and now my daughter's in the middle school.
And what was going on with that?
Well, it was a pageant that showed these little girls were dressed in lingerie. It was like lingerie for kids or something, but they had those lace gloves, and they had... like stockings and things like this, and I said at the time, you know, and that I looked at that and I said it was evident that, you know, it's going to distract you and you're going to look at it and you know, and so I went to the school then and I said, you know, what's going on with that? And they asked me, you know, what I thought. I said, well, you know, I have to get to work at a certain amount of time in the morning. I have to leave. I drop my daughter off. I go to work. And I have to be on job site because I own a construction contracting company.
Yes, sir.
I have to be on job site no later than 9 a.m. But if I'm going to sit there in my truck with my arm up on the back of the seat drinking a cup of coffee and, I mean, you know, doing what a man is going to do.
And well, what do you mean what a man is going to do?
Well, I was looking at my daughter's school. Here come these girls who are 9, 10, 11, however, dressed in this kind of provocative clothes. And I have my cup of coffee, and I've got time to burn. You know, yeah, I'm going to be a man. I'm like any man. I'll take a look, you know, I guess I could say it's wrong of me, but I'm going to take a look at it. So
I don't understand that. But what has this got to do, and maybe we can talk about that more, but you were concerned about that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I told the school that.
Okay. Now, what about this reality show, this Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC? And you people at TLC, wherever you are and whatever you are, why don't you get your head screwed on straight with this stuff? If you see this, you can, I think, perhaps that's part of the attraction of the show, though, is that they are showing this.
Well, I disagree, Mr. Henry. I think that what I saw on this television program called Tiaras and Toddlin was the exact same thing that I saw when I seen the little girls going into my daughter's school. This little girl come out. She's 2 years old. She was walking around the stage like she's in a, if you want to call it like a beauty, a beauty contest or something. And then, okay, she had this cone brassiere on. Now, I had been putting in some bookshelves for my wife when I looked up and I saw that my son and my daughter were watching this. And I looked on the screen and I saw this little girl walking around in a cone bra. The next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock and my wife is asking me what happened to these bookshelves that were supposed to be finished tonight. So you can see how this it gets right into the home and can affect the home. And not only is it affecting this little girl who's been forced to wear the cone brassiere, but it affected me and probably God knows other people all over the country who stop and are going to, I mean, mostly probably men, I don't know. But
I want to ask you something. You were doing bookshelves for your wife when this show came on, and this is what got your attention, and this is why you were on a variety of radio stations, including ours. You saw this little girl in this cone bra. You say that you lost track of time?
No, I didn't lose. What happened was my son and daughter were watching this toddler TV show.
And Toddlers and Tiaras, this fashion show.
Yes, that's what it's called. And so I'm watching that, and I suddenly see that comes out this little girl all looking like Madonna. Well, I think you understand. So by the time I knew what was going on, it was 11 o'clock and the show had ended, and I hadn't done the rest of the bookshelves. And
what do you mean I understand? I don't understand it. I understand what?
You're going to be, if you are, people are going to watch, I'm going to watch, and you and... if you see someone come strutting out wearing a cone, I mean, it's a natural reaction of a man.
Of a two-year-old girl?
Well, Mister, that's what I'm saying. It's wrong. It's wrong, and that's why I told the TV station, and that's why I told the school it's wrong. Because what it did is drew my attention in a way that it should not have been.
Well, I don't know what you mean. I would not. I can tell you that I would look at that and I would feel bad, just as I do now, looking at this child in this getup, in this ridiculous asinine costume that they forced this kid to wear. I don't know that I'd lose track of time. You know.
Well,
is this because you are very much interested in doing this kind of work, or?
Yeah, I'm interested in protecting. I want to protect myself. I want to protect the children. I want to protect.
What do you mean, protect yourself?
I want to protect myself. I want to protect my wife. I want to protect my kids. Everyone I want to protect. And all I'm saying is that when the little girl come on the screen, just like when those little girls are going to my daughter's class, I'm looking at that and I'm going, you know, boy, look at that. You know, I mean, I'm going to get it ruined me putting these bookshelves in. I don't know how it's going to make anybody else feel.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like you were looking at her as if you were attracted to it.
No, sir, I'm not attracted to it. It's a purely physical reaction. When you see that kind of brassiere, you're going to go, you know, I mean, wow. You know, let me just, you know, drive slow and check it out.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. The story here is of this gentleman that I'm talking to, Mr. Bozell, he called us to say that he thought that this show was exploiting this little girl and that the show was injurious to viewers because this little child, 2 years of age, is wearing a conical bra. Now, I'm talking to this guy, and you may want to clarify this, bud. It sounds to me like he's also upset because it sounds to me like he's somehow preoccupied or attracted, you know, he's attracted to it. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number here in a world famous Phil Henry Show. You know, put him back up in the line for just a minute. Hold on for a minute, Don. Mr. Bozell, you there? Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. My wife's making me soup. Go ahead.
Are you attracted to this?
No, I am not attracted to it. I'm sickened by the fact that I'm interested in it. I am not attracted to it, no.
But you're sickened by what?
It makes me sick that that they're making me look at that. See, it's not about me. It's about them making me look because they got a little girl in a cone bra.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here in a world famous Phil Henry Show. A question for you, Mr. Bozell. Were you involved in a boycott of one of the toy stores there? And I don't. It might have been Toys for Us carrying a Barbie doll.
Yes, sir. It was not a Toys for Us. It was I think it was Conomaker, which is a local toy store in Corona that we boycotted because I had gone in, and this was Christmas time back in, I think it's 2004 or 5, and I went in and saw that there was a new, it was not a Barbie doll, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but I think the doll was called, was it Christina? The Christina doll, and it was right there on the counter behind the young men who were working at the register. And at the time, I asked these young men, and this is how I got interested in doing the boycott. I said, boy, I don't know about you, but if I had to stand there at that register all night and I had that, I had that right within reach of me. I mean, you know, I'm sure you understand, Mr. Henry. So
I don't understand.
Well, I said to these young men, how do you keep your mind on your work when you got something like that? Okay, so maybe I'm not saying it right.
You're telling me that these young men should have been distracted by this doll? Why?
Why? Because it was way more developed than any little kid doll should be. It had really big, a really big chest, and and so I don't want to go too much into that. So what I'm saying is we see a pattern here. If they are sexualizing our young people even through the doll, then they had my daughter's PlayPal or, you know, that pageant they had at my daughter's at CK Corona where these little girls were dressed up in a lingerie and, you know, you're going to linger over your coffee.
See, that's the part that is disturbing to me a little bit. We say you're lingering over your coffee.
No, I'm saying that naturally I'm going to look. You're gonna stop and go, look, there's lingerie, and then you realize, oh, it's a little girl. So that's when I told the school. And the same thing with this little girl in the cone brassiere. The kids were watching this, and I'm doing these bookshelves, and I said, what are you watching? They said, it's a toddler in tiara, and I saw, you know, out of the corner of my eye, this, you know, girl going across the stage all with this big cone bra. And that's when my wife came down and said that I hadn't finished the bookshelves.
Yeah, you said you'd lost track of time, and that's the part that...
Well, Mr. Henry, please don't make a big deal out of that.
Well, no, but I mean, if you're looking... Now all of a sudden you're watching this show, and I understand that you are concerned, as I am, but to sit and watch this show and lose track of time, that was the part that bothered me. Let's go to a phone call. We have Darlene in Boston on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, Darlene.
Hi.
I don't know that...
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hi. I was just listening to his comments. I think he's a total pervert.
I beg your pardon?
I think there's something wrong with you. You lose track of time looking at two-year-olds. I think that's a little bizarre.
Excuse me, but I'm there protecting... Who's going to protect this child? From
protecting
being
the child,
dressed up.
But yet you're...
Okay, her mother is the one that dressed her up in this... In a cone wear, okay? Her mother's the one that said, go on out there and get... and show it off. I didn't do that. Her mother did.
But yet you're saying you're sitting and, there watching her for an hour, 2 hours, and you're losing track
of
time.
Well, that's
going to
happen. That's going to happen.
It shouldn't happen with somebody your age. It shouldn't happen with somebody your age.
No. Are you married, ma'am? Are you married?
No, that's not going to happen with me.
Well, Mr. Henry, I think interesting that you say that. You're a woman, ma'am. Are you married, ma'am? Do you have a husband or...
What does it matter if I'm married or I have a husband or if I have children?
Oh, yeah. See, because if you ask your husband and he's honest, he'll say, yeah, you're going to check it out.
I doubt I would ever be with a guy who would look at a child like that.
You know how many women have said that before you just said it right there? Yeah, thank you. So
now, let's be honest.
Have
the guts to say what's really
you know
on your mind.
Do you know how many women have said what you just said?
All right, let's just forget about this lady for a minute. Yeah, let's talk about you, because I think she's asking a fair question, Steve. I know that you have concerns. I am concerned. I don't like to see kids treated this way. But are you attracted to it?
No, I think I've answered that question about a million, billion, trillion times. No, I am not.
What do you mean by you lost track of time? What does that mean? You lost track of time what? Wondering how the mother could do what she's doing, or you lost track of time looking at that girl in the way that you're, you know, that's just not normal.
I was stunned. I was stunned. I was, my blood pressure went up. I could feel my palms sweating. I couldn't believe, you know.
So every time
what
you say still, you know what I mean. Tell me, what did you mean? Exactly what do you mean when you say, you know what I mean?
What did you say, ma'am?
You remember when you said to me, you know what I mean? You were sitting in your truck having your coffee?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, if you see something like that, you're going to...
Something like what? A little girl, 2 years old, without a chest, without
a
figure?
No, not a little girl, no. But it's a little girl with a big, you know, a big brassiere.
There's something wrong with you, and they should take your children away from you because you're a pervert.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
You know, that's pretty easy for you to say that, ma'am. I'm the one that brought to the attention of the radio personalities when I talked about this little girl. Nobody else did. And
no, well, yes, they did. This lady who wrote the blog.
It's just coming out. What do you mean? Ma'am, you talk like you know something about this, which makes me think you're prejudiced against me only on account of I'm a man. Well, then why would you say that?
Well, look at Steve. You're not answering some questions.
How is it that I've suddenly become the target?
Because, dude, when you say stuff like, wow, you know, I lost track of time and my blood pressure went up. And
well, this lady's laughing about it, so she couldn't possibly be serious.
No, I'm laughing because you're so in denial. Yet you're on the air and you're. I've never ever called a radio station.
Ma'am,
I've never even had a desire to. I hear what you're saying. It's like freaking me out.
I can tell you, no, ma'am. I'm telling you that I am very concerned with the future of a little girl. That when I go, you know, check that stuff out. there must be something that she's wearing that's bad. You see what I'm saying?
Check that stuff out. That's what we're concerned with.
Yes, because I was forced to say that. They made her wear something that makes me... Why wouldn't anyone listen to me?
I'm listening. Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Get it out.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me, Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. So we can get back to the point here, Mr. Bozell, we're talking about this show called Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC. This is a show that follows parents and their little toddler-age daughters as they enter them in beauty pageants. Now, that's a whole discussion right there, but this beauty pageant that you took exception to, and I agree with you, a little girl was dressed in a Madonna-style conical bra. That you feel as if that this is going over the line now. We're talking about a sort of a sexploitation of a child. Now, you said to me that you are not attracted to this and that it is something that's out of your control as it is for other men. And I'm telling you, as a man, I don't feel that way.
Let me explain it to you, Mr. Henry, because I don't know if you have daughters and you've been around tiny, you know, little teeny, you've been around little girls. It's a normal thing to say, you know, men have a normal reaction to, and your brain does what your mind don't want, you know, your brain does what your mind can't, it doesn't want it to do. So I was victimized by, you have to understand something, and I was victimized by this girl and the pageant and the parent putting her in angel wings. She was in angel wings, and then she stripped them off. If you've ever been to a burlesque house, which I've been to the Jumbo's Clown Room, which I think I told your producer about, but I've never. They will do that kind of a bump and grind, and then they'll strip it, you know. And so that's what she done. And I said, so when she took off the wings, and I saw these big bra. It is a normal reaction for a man to want to know if they're big like that. But that's a little girl, so right away. I was caught in a sort of a place of, it was almost like a twilight zone, if you will, because I didn't know, that's a big bra, but she's a little, she couldn't possibly have any, and so that was the sort of, as I say, this twilight zone.
Well, no, you said you lost track of time.
Well, I meant to say it was almost like a twilight zone.
A twilight zone of what, sir? That you are attracted?
No, I was not attracted. It's a physical thing that I can't help. I was disgusted by it. I was disgusted by everything. And that's when I called your producer, and I said, I would like to speak to Mr. Henry on the show about this. I was disgusted by it, and my wife said that she wanted me to come into the bedroom to help her with these bookshelves, and I said, something's come up, you know, and she thought that was a bad joke, and... So a lot of things happened all the time.
Something has come up. Now, you're not telling me that you had a physical reaction, are you? I don't want to know the answer to that, sir.
Mr. Henry, please govern yourself.
I'm governing myself. I think you should govern yourself.
I am governing myself, sir, and I told you honestly that when I seen the kid in the angel wings and she stripped it off like a burlesque show...
Like a burlesque show. This is what this parent and these pageant people had this baby do, this two-year-old?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I told you, I've been victimized. Every bit as much as she has.
Well, I doubt that, okay? I doubt that.
In a different way, sir, but yes.
No, I doubt that very, very much. 877-876-PHIL. Rita in Indianapolis, Indiana. Go ahead, Rita. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
I just,
yes,
my
ma'am.
First comment is that I feel like that this is one of the things that is wrong in this world today is we've taken the innocence away from our children and let them be children. My comment
totally
to this
you,
gentleman,
ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I totally agree with you, ma'am. I said I totally agree with you, ma'am. I just wanted you to know that.
Okay. Now, my comment to you would be that as a parent, if you felt like you were entering this twilight zone or whatever, why wouldn't your first reaction be to turn it off? If I had children that were watching that, I would turn it off, number one, because
it was
if you don't keep your TV on that station, then they're not going to sell.
Well, ma'am,
and
therefore,
my feeling is you're buying into it because you didn't turn it off, one. And two, if you have that kind of reaction, whether it's, I'm sorry, I'm not a male, but I don't think that that's a normal reaction for most males. And I don't
if a man sees a cone bra, he's going to get, you know, it's going to pump up.
No, it's not.
And I want to say another thing. I want to say one more thing. TLC, that was the channel. Are you saying to me with a straight face, oh, I got to turn off this show because it's on the Learning Channel, which is about as clean and as pure and cleaned up as anything on the cable, and it's not my instinct to say, oh, my God, I better turn it off. It's on TLC. And number two...
Evidently, it isn't that clean if it's got you upset enough that you have to call in to say something to somebody. I don't care what channel it's on.
I said to my wife,
inappropriate.
What did you mean when you said to your wife something had come up?
I don't want to answer that because I know you're going to make it into like I'm a pervert.
Oh, boy.
Hold on for a minute.
Boy, oh, boy.
Mr. Henry, please. TLC has the Sarah Palin show, so, okay, that's all I need to say.
What does that mean, man? So Sarah Palin's on TLC, so what? Does that mean every show is going to be clean as the driven snow? I mean, you're looking at something. Something's come up.
Did you want me to yell at my wife, excuse me, honey, I can't come in right now because I got an erection. Did you want me to say that?
Oh, God! See, that's what people are saying. That's funky, man. That is wrong.
Well, you backed me into a corner here. I was here to try to tell people about a kid wearing a cone bra, and you backed me into a corner. This lady here from Indianapolis, she sounds like a nice lady, but I think she's bought into your bullcrap.
No. Excuse me.
I have volunteered
at an after-school program for 5 years. We have children that are 5 and 6 years old.
Perfect.
I know
what
I'm talking about.
Okay, then you've seen men come in and go, wow, you know, check that out. You've never seen that happen.
No.
You'd call the cops if that happened.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Yes.
All right, Rita, thank you for your call. Thank you very much, and it's good to know. Thank you, Rita. 877-876-PHIL.
Mr. Henry, I heard you laugh. I came on your program to tell you about something that has been bad, and I heard you laugh.
But, Mr. Bozell, you have to listen to what you're saying. When you say that that lady has been doing an after-school program for 5 years, and you've never seen guys walk in there and go, wow, check that out. These are 5-year-old children.
Yes, sir, I know, but I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the fact that parents want to put these 5-year-old children into the Playboy bunny costume that a lot of them wear.
And what do you mean a Playboy bunny costume?
Okay, so now you're going to tell me you've never seen them in one. Oh boy, it's so unfair,
sir. A Playboy bunny costume? I've seen them in bunny costumes. If that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
That's not a Playboy bunny costume. That's a little kid in a bunny costume.
I respectfully submit to you, what's the difference?
877-876-PHIL. Here is Carlo in Plattsburgh, Vermont. Carlo, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing? I watched that Tierras and Toddlers and Tierras there. I've seen that. I do agree that, they do dress. They dress too old for being a child. However, I am a man. I have a 9-year-old daughter. And whereabouts are you from, anyways? I missed where you were calling from.
I'm calling from Corona, California.
Ah, California. Because I'm a man, grown man, married with a 9-year-old little girl. There's absolutely no way that I would look at a girl the way you're talking, okay? And if
You sat there and watched that show. You said you sat there and watched that show. How come?
Oh, I'm sure you sat there and watched that show.
No, you said you did. You said you did. You watched it.
Me and my wife. Me and my wife have watched that show before, and we also have discussed they do dress them little girls up. I can't call it provocative. I don't see a child that way. They dress them up too adult. I would say they would dress them up
right.
too adult looking.
Well, it's an attempt to look like a sort of an adult sex icon with this Madonna thing.
Oh, Mr. Henry, this gentleman is saying what I'm saying, okay? He agrees with me, and you're butting in and talking about cone breast, you know, cone boob, okay?
This gentleman's not agreeing with you at all. Are you,
absolutely,
Carlo? Maybe I'm missing.
Well, sir, you said that you watched the show and you understood. Your wife said that she understood or something. Maybe I misunderstood. Didn't you say you had a reaction and your wife said that's normal?
No, you definitely misunderstood. What I said, me and my wife both agreed that they dress the children up too, like they're too much of an adult. I never said provocative because I would not even see a child in that way. Okay? That there's no way. There's something wrong with you. You said you've been abused as a child, okay? You need to see a psychiatrist, okay? You need to have someone look into your family life, okay, because there's something wrong with you.
Sir, I was never abused as a child.
Well, what did you say? You said something about wearing a Superman costume?
I did that. I put on a Superman costume as a little boy, and I cut a hole in the front.
And walked around like that at Halloween?
Yes, sir.
See, that's a mental problem. As a kid, you did that?
There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you.
Gentlemen, hold on. Now, I've never been in jail. I've never been to a nut house. I have a construction contracting business. I pay a mortgage. I got a wife and two kids, okay?
And now that they know who you are, that might not be, you might not have your freedom for long. You might not have your contracting business for long because there's something wrong with you and you're going to get locked away because now that they know who you are, you're going to be looked at.
Oh, no. It's totally normal to say,
it ain't normal.
You know,
it is not normal. There's something wrong with you.
You keep saying that, but if you see a cone bra, just the cone bra, separated from everything else, you see a cone bra, you're going to go, man, I'd sure like to, you know, check, you know, see what's underneath that.
Wrong.
What do you mean, man? I mean,
what do you mean wrong?
You're wrong.
Are you kidding me?
Sick.
I don't know how you can say that.
What do you mean if you see a cone bra? You mean just sitting in a store?
No, it has to be on someone, but you're not looking at who it's on. You just see these two cone shapes, and you're wondering if a woman's boobs are shaped like that, which
is
ridiculous.
A 2-year-old girl.
That's a 2-year-old kid. That's the difference.
And then you just spit out, wow, I wonder what's on underneath that. Look, you know, I'm not going to swear on the radio because that's not right, but you're definitely safe where you are in California. You're safe. Don't ever come to Vermont, man. We don't play that.
Hold on, because my family and I were going to take a vacation there next summer.
Really?
All right, let's just...
Yes, we were. Yeah. We've rented a house on a lake.
Good.
Which lake? Oh, boy.
What lake?
I think it's called Lake Myrna. Is that, you know, Lake Myrna?
All right, I don't want to know.
Everybody knows where you're going to be.
You're going to be at the lake. All right, thank you very much, Carlo. 877, I guess I'm nervously laughing here. This gentleman, Mr. Bozell, who is talking about this Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC. Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC, a reality show showing these parents with their kids and this little girl wearing a Madonna brassiere. And it's just a jacked-up show, man, as far as I'm concerned, if that's what they've got. And Mr. Bozell is ostensibly agreeing, but saying that the reason why the show is destructive is not only what it does to the children, but that somehow he and other men get attracted to these kinds of things. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
I gave him first and last punch and everything.
World Famous.
famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL with Mr. Stephen Bozell as we talk about TLC's Toddlers and Tiaras and this particular show that was blogged about, featuring a little girl by the name of Mia, 2 years of age, we thought three, wearing a Madonna-style cone bra, and her mother is a woman named Tina something or other. You got to tread carefully, Mr. Bozell. We're going to get back to our phone calls when you bring up JonBenet Ramsey, because that was a horrific, brutal crime.
Mr. Hendry, you don't need to convince. I know it was a horrific, brutal crime. Okay?
And yeah, but what you said to me off the air, do you want me to say it?
I'm not ashamed. I can say it for myself. I said that was, what a waste.
The little girl that got killed?
Yes, sir.
When you say what a waste, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think that anybody, and here's where you try to turn it into something sick and dirty. And it's not sick and dirty. I think anybody looking at that beautiful little girl, and I saw some of the film footage of her, I mean, I don't want to think, and this is why I hate what they did to her, too, because they put her on a on the pageant shows and everything else, and made, me and other men are looking at that and going, hey, boy, that old Hey Lordy Mama, And
hey, this is what I mean. You are not relating to me at all, man.
You've never looked at one of those shows and said to yourself, have mercy or something like that.
No, I have not. What a vile thing to think. It's a kid. And that little girl, that JonBenet Ramsey, met an end so brutal. I'm telling you, that not only the people that killed that child, but anybody related to them five generations back. I mean, they ought to eliminate the gene pool that put together that whole miserable, sick, sorry story. Okay?
Okay, and I agree with you.
You don't agree with me, man, when you're sitting there going, hey, Lordy Mama. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Melissa in Portland. Melissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I have two children myself, two beautiful girls, and sir, you sicken me.
What did I do? I have been attacked through this whole hour, and all I said was that when I seen JonBenet Ramsey on that one show, I went, have mercy.
What? Have mercy.
Have mercy that she was killed?
I'm sorry that child was killed. That's a horrible thing. But the
right.
way they do those pageants is they try to make these girls look like they're all Hugh Hefner style. That's what I'm saying. It's wrong because that makes me a victim too, right along with the kid.
Makes you a victim?
Not
why?
A victim.
I've been victimized by them trying to make them into Playboy bunnies.
You are absolutely not a victim. I want to know why, if you were sitting there and you turned to that channel. And you saw that it was toddlers in a beauty contest. Why were you even watching that show in the first place? Why didn't you change the channel?
My kids had the show on, ma'am. My kids had the show on, and I was putting in bookshelves for my wife.
Right, and then you said you lost track of time.
I didn't say that initially. What I said to Mr. Hendry, I said that initially. I said it was more like I got locked in a twilight zone of... That's really bad of seeing this girl who's a little girl, but then, okay, and that makes me feel bad, but then I'm also getting kind of sweaty because I'm looking at the cone bra. So that's what I'm in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know that, man. That's why I said I was in Twilight Zone.
And what does Twilight Zone mean, man?
Mr. Hendry, you asked me. When I said I lost track of time, you started making fun of me, and everybody that called in did. So I go, okay, let me restate it. I got locked in a time warp. What?
I'm not making fun of you, dude. I'm saying you said you lost track of time, and then you admitted that you had an erection.
That's unfair because that's an automatic thing. If you know anything about a man.
Oh, I do know something about a man, buddy. I do know a lot about men, and my little girls, Sierra and Maddie. Oh, if my little 2-year-old girl Maddie, she was in a beauty contest, and she was wearing a little teeny tiny bra. Only a complete pervert is going to look at that little thing and wonder what's underneath.
So you do admit you put your kid into a beauty pageant, okay, Miss Trinity?
You could take this lady's name down.
For what?
She just admitted she does it.
Well, she hasn't said anything other than that any man that would look that way is a pervert, okay?
You've twisted everything that I've said, man. I've been victimized by your kid, okay, and by you. Because
you ain't no victim if you don't change the channel.
I told you I got stuck in a...
Poor little girl, a two-year-old.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? God will send you to hell for what you just said.
Well, God may send you to hell for some of the things you've been thinking.
God will sail you to hell. He won't just send you there. He'll put you on a cruise ship to hell. The things you just said to me.
Take it easy, okay?
He's not going to just put her on a cruise ship to hell. He's going to put her on a rocket sled to hell. On a skateboard. On a rocket skates. Rocket skates. Yeah, that's it. Rocket skates.